In today's video, I'm going to talk about an upcoming OCR condo right in the heart of Canberra, Sabawang. This condo is known as Canberra Crescent Residence. This is a 99-year government land sale site with 376 units. As usual, let's write into some property details first before breaking it down with a detailed SWOT analysis. Here, let's go. Canberra Crescent Residence is an upcoming 99-year leasehold mass market development in the heart of Canberra, Sabawang, in District 37. Scheduled for launch soon, this project is a joint venture by Kay Leong and Loh Keng Huat, both established property developers with solid track record and finishing. This is a GLA site that was awarded way back in August 2024. This site measures 20,000 square meter and have a build-out of 33,000 square meter or the plot ratio of 1.6, since there is a low-rise landed properties abutted to the site. As I look into the tenderers, there are three bids. The first and second bidders are not too far off. The difference is only a mere 1.4%. Seriously, so heng ah. Anyway, let us work backwards on the break-even cost. Based on the land cost at 279 million or 793 PSF, after factoring in construction, professional and marketing fees, the break-even is 1536 PSF. Let's add another 25% margin. The expected selling price will likely be 1920 per square feet. Hold on, this is not the actual selling price. Please wait for developer official price release. This development has 376 units and comprises 4 blocks of 12-story residential towers with sky garden on the topmost floors and a childcare center on the lower floor of one of the tower block. TOP is expected to be in April 2030. There will be 1-to-1 car park allocation. As for the unit mix, there is a good mixture of 1-to-4 bedrooms spread across the different blocks. The basement is allocated for car parks. Anyway, this is the unit mix. There are only 3 one-bedder. This is followed by 2 bedrooms. The majority type are 3 bedrooms and 4 bedrooms. Different types for different housing needs. First and foremost, this should technically be the cheapest RCR condo launch in 2025. Most new homes are already trending more than 2,000 per square feet. If the developers are kind enough to price to sell, I'm very sure the take-up rate will be very good. Secondly, Canberra Crescent Residence is selling its mass market appeal. Near Canberra MRT station, Canberra Plaza, a very heartland location, and near schools. For those that stay in the north, and if you are a HDB upgraders hoping to upgrade, then this development may be suitable for you. Thirdly, Canberra Crescent Residence has a full-fledged comprehensive suite of facilities. From the standard clubhouse, swimming pools, co-working space to sky decks and others. Obviously, it's the price. I can still recall when the Komodo site was sold back in 2020. The land rate was only 644 PSF. This is in comparison to Canberra Crescent at 793 PSF. This is a 23% difference. Plus, higher construction costs in recent years, the Komodo with a break-even cost of 1216 PSF was selling at an average of 1,005 per square feet. This is a 25% margin. Now, for Canberra Crescent, as previously mentioned, a 25% margin translates to 1920 PSF. In short, prices have rose by 28% in 5 years. This is surely a cause of concern. However, you don't worry. It seems that the market can accept such prices. Just look at the Komodo again. Last time, buyer buy directly from the developer back in 2021. It was going for 1,005 per square feet. Many say they sure lose money. Well, what happened next? Today, they are trading at 1,008 per square feet, making 300 per square feet or a 20% profit margin in a short 4 years. Not bad, right? That is why the authority clamped down with the latest SSD measures. OCR has seen renewed interest in recent years due to its more heartland location and amenities. The prices are also supported by mass market HDB upgraders that have almost doubled their initial investment. Those that are doing well will obviously be looking at upgrading or even buying an investment property. This is the chance for Canberra Crescent residents. The thousands of BTO MOP flats will surely lend support in the resale market. A quick look into the Draft Master Plan 2025. The available open space in the vicinity are zoned as educational use. This means there are limited new homes coming on board in the next few years, except for another EC site further down Canberra Drive. Let me share with you another example. I can still recall a few years ago when the Water Garden at Canberra was launched. This 99-year 448 units along Canberra Drive was going for 1,200 to 1,400 per square feet. Many say these kind of prices are insane, especially in untested location in Sabawang. They sure lose money. Well, data don't lie. The profitable deals and analyzed return have said it all. 4-5% annualized return is pretty decent in my opinion. In fact, if you have bought anything, including those in the resale market back in 2021, you confirm what? That's why investing in property is a patient game. You must have the ability to hold on to them and exit when the opportunity arises. As usual, we are living in a very unsettling world today. Hopefully, the war in Ukraine, Russia, and in the Middle East will end soon. We also have a very unpredictable US President, Donald Trump, with his trade tariffs policy that could potentially turn the world economy upside down. If companies freeze hiring and cut jobs, that will be a nightmare to most homeowners. As for the latest cooling measure, surely it will reduce speculation activities, especially for the smaller bedrooms. As for this condo, most of the units are skewed towards owner-occupiers. Hence, the impact could be minimum. Moreover, the thousands of HDB BTO flats launched in recent years to cool the red-hot resale market could also be a double-edged sword. Could buyers forego their condo dream and buy another BTO flat or even a resale flat that is more digestible to their budget? The other major concern is the direct link to the RTS Vice Woodland North MRT station. I've spoken about it a few times already. The impact should not be underestimated. Will Singaporeans move across the causeway and rent out their HDB and condos, adding to the rental supply in the north? If rental use is affected, will investors dump their properties? These are reality check. I suppose at this junction, nobody will know what is the immediate impact. But looking at the busload of Singaporeans going over there to shop, makan and do up their hair, and even eat durian, I think we can more or less get some ideas. Canberra Crescent resident is not without its limitation. The high property price we are in is surely a cause of concern. Not forgetting the impact of the RTS when it opened in a few years' time. Always adopt a long-term horizon in property investment. Buy a home to live in, especially if you are a HDB upgraders that prefer staying in the north. If it appreciates in value, it's always a bonus. For homeowners that are interested in such a project, kindly reach out to me. My company is officially marketing agent. Thank you for watching.